Syria's neighbors have been trying to mediate an end to the violence there, and that's why the Arab League sent observers to Syria last month. But if anything, the violence has intensified since the observers arrived, and that has caused a lot of anger and frustration. You can see it in the recent political cartoons coming from the region. The World's Carol Hills monitors those cartoons. Carol, what have you found for us?
A lot of very dark and graphic images about the situation in Syria. You see, for example, a tank rolling across the ground, and you look closely at the treads of the tank, and they're actually Syrian people. Or you see the car with the Arab League observers arriving, and the ground, the pavement of the ground is basically Syrians being mowed down.
And is that kind of a common theme? Is that mostly what you're seeing in these cartoons?
I'm seeing that, and I'm also seeing a lot of blind people, meaning that the Arab observers are blind to the violence going on all around them. This is maybe in six different cartoons. You have observers walking around with a cane and a blindfold, not seeing the bodies near them, not seeing the tank behind them. It's the recurrent theme in the cartoons.
And the ones specifically coming from the area, are the cartoons being published in local newspapers there?
They're published in a number of places, and I'm only learning this as I go along, looking at these cartoons. You'll see a credit where a cartoonist's cartoon has been in a newspaper that they cartoon for, and you see a lot of cartoons on the cartoonist's Facebook page that it's not clear whether they've been published somewhere else or just on the Facebook page. And if they're just on the Facebook page, it doesn't necessarily mean that they were submitted to the newspaper and they were rejected. It just means that there's parallel platforms for cartoonists to express themselves.
And Carol, I know you've put together a slideshow of the cartoons. Among them, what can we see?
All the things that I've mentioned, plus a number of Bashar al-Assad acting as bloodthirsty as people now perceive him to be.
Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria. You can see the slideshow at theworld.org. Carol, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Lisa.